Hoping for a permanent injunction against it, opponents of the controversial Boston University BioLab will be in federal court today. Despite the more than decade of lawsuits, protests, and meetings, BU is moving forward with the lab, while opponents argue the infectious disease research facility is unsafe for residents in its neighborhood, the Lower Roxbury South End neighborhood. WBUR's Dolores Handy this morning reports on the lab's long history of controversy.
It's been a long fight over Boston University's BioLab. The seven-story fortress-like structure just off the Southeast Expressway is called The Needle. That's short for National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories. And the fight isn't over yet.
We are talking about bringing some of the most deadly agents into a very, very highly, densely populated area in the inner city.
City Councilor Tito Jackson represents District 7, where the lab is located. He and many residents say it's an environmental justice issue.
We already have in Roxbury a highway. We have trash transfer. We actually have a jail that's next to the highway. We have shouldered a great deal of really difficult things in our community, and this is one that we just can't take.
Earlier this year, a state environmental review and one by the National Institutes of Health determined the facility is safe for the surrounding communities. Roxbury resident and a plaintiff in lawsuits against the BioLab, Claire Allen, contends those reviews were flawed.
BU feels as though they have done enough as far as the risk assessment, as far as proving that the lab is safe. And we pretty much are saying, no, you haven't. They have created a 2,000-plus page document of a risk assessment, but we have scientists from around the country who have reviewed that 2,000-page document, and still they haven't been able to prove that Roxbury is the safest place for the needle.
But John Murphy, interim director of the needle, says the document makes a clear case for safety. Murphy is a professor of medicine and microbiology at the BU School of Medicine.
Remarkable document, which very carefully goes through the potential risks of a number of agents, both at biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4, and at the end of the report concludes that while there is some risk, that risk is exceedingly small.
The report evaluated the siting of the lab in Boston as well as in two other places. It also looked at suburban Tyngsborough, Massachusetts, and a more rural location in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
And found that for all intents and purposes, there wasn't greater risk here in the city of Boston than there was at either of the suburban or the rural sites.
But City Councilor Jackson says the threat impact just doesn't compare.
Peterborough, New Hampshire has a population of 3,103 people. We have buildings in Boston that actually have more than 3,000 people in them.
The opposition is focused on safety concerns related to Level 4 research, which deals with some of the deadliest, most infectious pathogens, Ebola, the plague, anthrax. Meanwhile, Level 2 research is already underway in the needle, and BU has applied to move its Level 3 research from a lab across the street to the needle. The Boston Public Health Commission has to give it the okay.
I think we're the only one in the country with municipal oversight of labs.
Leon Bethune is director of the Environmental Health Office of the commission.
We need to make sure that those labs are safe. And that's why we have the regulation behind us. And the best we can do is to make sure that, you know, the bugs stay in the building and not get out. By, you know, continuing our inspections and continuing our oversight. We do have the teeth to make sure that happens.
While BU insists there's no threat of pathogens leaving the building, Roxbury Safety Net activist Claire Allen says no one has addressed concerns about malevolent intent or other what-ifs. She acknowledges that BU has addressed some fears, but says not enough.
They have done some things that we have advocated for since 2002, but they haven't proven our safety, and they haven't proven that the city of Boston is prepared.
In addition to the federal lawsuit being heard today, there's still another lawsuit in state court blocking the Level 4 research. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.